Don't feel bad if you have not hit these milestones. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And 2,000 people took a poll about quote-unquote major life milestones up until the age of 30. And this is according to, like, I guess the average person from that. They say they made their first friend at the age of 5. Well, I'm 33 and still looking for that, so we'll see how that goes. Rode a bike at 7. Does everybody here know how to ride a bike, by the way?
Yes.
It's what do you
been
mean,
a
of
while.
Course?
I mean,
you can't assume anything. There's a lot of things you think people can do that they can't do.
No. No one listening, everyone listening knows how to ride a bike.
I bet you right now there's somebody that's listening to the Joe and Alex Show that is a full-grown adult man or woman that would hurt themselves badly if they tried to get on a bike.
What does it mean if I only know how to ride a unicycle and not a bike?
I would call BS on that, but I don't know. Is your family involved in the circus?
Maybe.
All right.
That's why I'm the bearded lady.
Well, it is coming in quite nice. What about learning to swim? They say that's a big milestone at age 8. Once again, Porkchop,
yes.
There are people listening, 833-JOE-ALEX, that have not done that milestone. I know for a fact.
That's
crazy. I could believe that.
I learned to swim really young. I don't know if my mom was trying to drown me or what, but like I was in the pool like as soon as I was in the world. Like I was just doing swimming stuff. I just remember always being at the pool.
Yeah.
I took swimming lessons for years.
Yeah, I think my first swim lesson was when I was 4.
Yeah, do you like being in the water? I love being in the water.
I used to be a competitive swimmer.
What?
Yeah.
Well, no, was your best? Was it the backstroke, the freestyle?
I mean, I wasn't good. I just did it, though.
Right? Huh? That's kind of how it goes when you're
little. I did all the laps. Well, so I did, like, competitive, like, when we, like, I was on a travel team.
But wait, you did this, but you weren't good? Were you, like, always, like, ruining
no,
it for
I mean,
the
I
team?
No, I mean, I was good
when
I was
little. It's
one of
those things you pay money to just join people to
I was
it.
Good when I was little, and then I quit the competitive and just did, like, our summer, like, country club swimming, and that was more relaxed.
Liv's like, now I just do lazy rivers. That's my speed right now.
We should have a swim-off.
Okay.
Who you and Liv, Porkchop?
Yeah.
All right, set it up. Do you guys have? Can we go to Alex? Can we use your pool?
Sure.
I'll be the lifeguard with like the sunscreen on his nose.
Okay.
Up top there, and you
drown.
Could be like just like don't splash. You're making water everywhere. Don't be doing that.
I can do that.
Okay, then we will set that up, and we actually should do that. Let's see here. Flew for the first time at age 14. I didn't fly until I was like 25 or 24 or something like that.
I flew at 8. That was
really?
My first flight.
Yeah, I think I was like maybe 5 or 6.
I was 3.
You were 3?
Yeah, at Disney World.
Oh, my God. Aww. Your family must love you. I never got to go to Disney World. Good thing that's not a milestone on there. Went to their first concert at the age of 16. I think I was younger than that.
I was younger because I went and saw Stacey Arrico, remember?
Who?
Remember Stacey Arrico? We talked about this girl.
I barely
She's now
do.
Working at like a Red Lobster in Washington.
Oh, yes. We talked about this a while ago.
Yeah.
My first concert was so embarrassing. It was the American Idol concert. But yeah, I was 16.
That was your first concert?
Yeah.
Who was performing there? Like, take me back.
David Cook.
Oh,
you
wow.
got, you Jason got the, with the curly hair.
You got the bad lineup.
David Archuleta.
This explains a lot.
Yeah, it kind of does. It fits you perfectly.
Yeah.
Went on their first date, 17.
I was 15.
I was 24.
Oh my God, that's right. Because, okay, I want to get to both of those. Liv the Web Girl, it's crazy. That's so late in life that you actually, like, you hung out with guys, but none of them actually were, like, real men and took you on a date.
Yeah, it was never, like, a date. They were always, like, hangouts, and then we, like, started dating. Or frat parties.
Now, Alex, how old were you when you had your first date?
15.
What did you do on your first date? Because obviously you're really conservative. Like,
oh, geez. You
like,
know,
did your parents like take each there? Or how'd that work?
No. I was picked up because the first boyfriend that I had in high school, I was a freshman and he was a year older. So he was a sophomore in driving. But I genuinely do not remember what it was that we did. I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I remembered starting to date someone and I had a boyfriend at 15 and he would pick me up and we would go do things, movies, out to eat, whatever. But I do not remember the first thing. And I really kick myself over that. I have a really bad memory, fun fact.
I do too.
Like, I really do have a horrible memory. There's a lot of things my friends will be like, remember when you did this and stuff? I have no idea what
they're
talking
about. Are you blocking it out on purpose or you just have
no,
a bad memory?
It's just I don't know why I have a really crappy memory.
All right. Moved out of their parents' house at the age of 21. I think that's what I was. I was like 20. I think I actually like lived on my own, paid my own bills and all that. I was almost 21 years old.
22.
Well, are we saying like moved out or are we saying like got cut off?
It was 2015 for me, so that wasn't very long ago.
Do the math for yourself, Alex, real quick. I want to know how old you were. Yeah, I would say like you were out of the house. Let's just say the parents kicked you out. Cut off sounds really bad, Liv. I don't know what happened to you that's so traumatic.
No,
but
like
22.
You were 22. Okay, that's pretty close, Alex.
I would say because I wasn't living at home. I was living in college, but whenever I was like in between places in college, like if the leases didn't work out perfectly, I would like move home for like a month in the summer.
I would think of just like when you're independent, like now you're independent. You live on your own now.
Okay, fine. I'll say 23.
Okay, so not too, a little behind. These are kind of close, 25 and 26. You get engaged at 25, married at 26.
You don't have to rub it in.
Well, I that's why I saved it for last.
There's still hope for me to get engaged and married by 25 and 26.
Yeah, there's hope for Liv. Me, not so much. I'm probably going to have to freeze my freaking eggs.
You know what I'm worried about, though?
You can use my freezer.
You know what I'm worried about when Alex actually freezes her eggs? They're going to get like that really bad freezer burn.
Ew.
I'm like, how do you get that off of an egg?
Gross.